Well, we had Christmas to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Why do we celebrate his birthday?
Do you know that Jesus is God's son?
Kinda.
God sent Jesus to help us back to living the way God wants us to live, to teach us to love one another, and most importantly, to love God.
Can you tell us a story about Jesus being born?
Sure I can. Where should we start? You see, a long time ago, God sent his messenger, the angel Gabriel, to a young woman named Mary. She lived in a very small town called Nazareth. Gabriel told her that God was very pleased with the way that she lived according to his laws. He told her that she was going to have a very special baby and that she would name him Jesus. Mary, because she was engaged to a man named Joseph. She was afraid he would be angry and leave her. But Gabriel said Joseph would be fine. You let me worry about that. God will put love in Joseph's heart for this special child, the Son of God.
What happened then?
Well, Mary became with child, and when it was almost time for him to be born, the Roman Emperor Caesar said that all the people of the Roman Empire had to go to their family town to be counted in a census.
What's a census?
That's when all the people of the count of the people in the country, so they could see how many people lived there.
Why do they want to do that?
Well, Caesar was very greedy, and he wanted to make sure that everyone was paying their taxes.
Mary and Joseph had to go.
They had to travel to Bethlehem because that's where Joseph's family was from. It was a long trip for them.
Do they have to go on an airplane or did they take a bus?
No, they didn't have to have planes and buses then. They had to travel by foot.
How far was it?
It was probably about 30 miles, but the road was very rough and there had been lots of bad people that could have run into on the highway.
What kind of bad people?
Well, there were robbers that could take what little they had, or even their donkey that Mary was riding. They might even take their food, so Mary and Joseph wouldn't have anything to eat.
That wouldn't be very nice. Mary and Joseph would get really hungry then, and they would have to walk.
That's right. So Mary and Joseph started on their way with God watching over them as they traveled. Bethlehem, they found that there was no room for them in the inn. But the innkeeper told them that they could make beds in the stable and sleep there. So that's what they did. That night, the baby was born. Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger that Joseph had cleaned out for them to sleep in.
Thank you.
countryside, there were shepherds out keeping watch over their flocks of night sheep. A host of angels appeared to them. The shepherds were very frightened. Then one of the angels spoke to them. She said to them, "Don't be afraid. We have brought you good news. Tonight a child has been born in the stable of Bethlehem, a Savior for all the people." So the shepherds left their flocks and followed the star to the manger. They found baby Jesus with Mary and Joseph, and they fell on their knees and worshipped him.
Thank you. shepherds congregate around his little bed, unaware the baby simply bears his humble head.
Who of our rushing ground is from the heaven above? He from
Grandma, you know a lot about Jesus. You know a lot about Jesus being born. Were you there?
No, I wasn't there. That was a long time before Grandma was born. But if you close your eyes and try real hard, I bet you can almost see the story for yourself. Like almost like you were there too.
Thank you.
Let's hear it for Grandma. She was there when Jesus was born.